Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
You know, living in 21st century California, I'm trying to continue to do what I need to do to make my dreams come true. Unfortunately, I attracted people who want to destroy me or try to hinder me from it. I don't know why. I don't know these people. You know, a lot of people have dreams. But regardless, no matter where you come from, no matter race, gender, rich, poor, there are people who are simply evil, who want to just hurt or hinder people who are ambitious. But for me, I get this. These people come near me and think and make these insinuating comments about me and stuff. I'm like, they got some mental problem or something wrong with them mentally or whatever. But I know what the reasons are, why these sociopaths want to destroy me for no reason. I'm ambitious, one. You know, I have a gift to make music. That's not a good reason to destroy me. Two, they're bigots. You know what I'm going to say about that. You cannot be a bigot in this society in California. They have anti-hate laws. You cannot be no racism, no homophobia. You can go to jail. They have federal laws on hate crimes. Even though that's the truth. I have people around me who still targeting me because of that. You know, because I'm out, I have my music out, I don't want no hate monger or no bigot coming around me. You know, you need to stop. This is not 1940. This area that I live in, as I mentioned, has been voting Democratic for the last 40 years, 50 years. So when I came out here, I knew. You know, I actually wanted to live in Hollywood, West Hollywood, to be a star, but I ended up in a place that I never expected to be. But it's nearby. Vote the same way like in Hollywood or West Hollywood or Beverly Hills or Glendale. Pretty much vote the same way, Democratic all the way. Even though this is one of the most bluest areas in the country and the most bluest states, being very open, they can still be bigots living here. While the people who want to destroy me are ignorant. They're definitely ignorant. Something wrong with them mentally. They still think there's 1940. Maybe they come from another state where that was allowed. Maybe they lived in the past. They can't do that and come to me if they don't know me and bring their hatred to me. I was a victim of discrimination. It was very painful when I didn't get the job or I was hindered from this or I was targeted for this because of my race and because of other connections to being my minority. So I ain't going to put up with that. So don't look at me and bring up this whole stereotype or destroy me because I want to be somebody. You know, they say they don't want me to be in the industry. They're telling people I can't make it in this industry. I didn't write. I mean, they're crazy. I wrote and play. I got the talent to write and make music and perform it. I've done it so many times. I paid my dues many lifetimes over with it. I mean, I have people who really, because I do these podcasts, I do my videos and stuff, think that my, you know, I bring it up again. And I'm so sorry, but I have to think of my home as some show that they can look in. You know, it's a law of misdemeanor voyeurism. I got a degree in law, you know. I'm a doctor in law, so it's wrong, There's no permission. There are exceptions to that, for me, if I film a part of my room, which I have for a music video or my song that I co-written, that I own, and it's on Vivo, you know, I'm doing it. That's my home, so I'm doing it. Two, if I took off my blinds and people could see through, then I can't say it's voyeurism. So it's like to see through the window and they could look at me walking in and stuff. When I cover my blinds, cover my curtains and stuff, I want to have some privacy. I have a right. This private area is off limits to anybody. What you do behind the closed doors, that should be off limits. That's legal, too. We can't violate. Private area means a bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, anywhere behind closed doors. Behind my closed doors, it should be off. It's not for people to see. But I think it's because in my neighborhood, I play my keyboard. My keyboard ain't that loud. I'm not performing for my neighborhood. I'm performing for you. You know, if I play it for a podcast or if I go out and play periodically or if I release music, that's what I do it for. I'm doing it for the industry. But because I do that, it doesn't give people the right to just go in and violate it. These people are so dangerous. They don't think I own my home. I own a home legally by Erie County Recording, so they don't understand it. They're so dangerous. I think something wrong with them mentally. They got mental problems. They definitely do. Because I don't even know them. So that's a sign of some severe mental problem. So I have to stay away, definitely. Because rational people will go up to me directly and say hello. If you go behind somebody's back you don't know and do things and stuff and sing gospel, something is wrong. I think it's because they think I'm going to be a celebrity or they think I'm a celebrity or something like that. That's no excuse to violate my boundaries. My home is off limits. It's just an allegation. I don't like when they say I'm going to get married or I have to like women. I mean, that's bigotry. I don't like bringing up my sexuality because I brought it up so many times. So you already know who I am. And I'm going to say it again. I ain't afraid. I'm gay, okay? Something that I accept and is good. I am not going to back down from it because it's something that always be. But I'm not no stereotype. Just because I'm gay doesn't mean I'm going to dress up as a woman. I never did dress up as a woman. That's a stereotype. That's being ignorant. And no, I do not. I am not attracted to transvestites. Okay? You got to be ignorant to think like that. I'm single, but I'm not a stereotype. I'm single, and I am marriage. I'm not, you know. I said that before. Don't go by ignorant. When I say transvestite and stuff like that, I'm not interested in them sexually, but I do not discriminate. I can't because I'm a minority. I do not discriminate. When I say as far as equal rights, I've always been blue. Everybody deserves to be equal, free from discrimination. But because I come out gay, they should not target me because I'm gay. I mean, homophobia is wrong, okay? I ain't attracted to you. So if these people... I don't talk to them. I don't know them. They need to stop, okay? But I am who I am. And I'm not afraid to talk about it because life is too short. Because I've been through a period of time where I couldn't accept it because of bigotry and because of being suffered some severe instances of homophobia. I was called the F word all the time and I wasn't even in no gay relationship, you know, and that's not right. But when I realized I was, I didn't, you know, it took me a lot of years to get through it, and I am who I am, and I'm out, and that is it, to be set free. And if somebody don't like it, so be it. But don't stereotype me into be the, something that's, and then God, these people are ignorant. They're living in 1940, 1950. The problem is that their ignorance is the reason why they're dangerous. They're targeting me. They think this is what a black person should be. This is what a gay person should be. This is what old-fashioned. I mean, I'm not old-fashioned. And I'm going to bring this up. Some of these people are old fashioned. They're ignorant. Why are they coming over here to me? I'm not old fashioned. Go hang out with somebody who thinks like that. And why are they targeting me? And, you know, when I bring up gay, they think, oh, I got some mental illness. They are ignorant and bigoted. They're ignorant. They're going to get charged with a hate crime. Being gay is normal. Being a hate monger is not normal. It's evil. You know, if they want to be on that side, they need to stay away. Go hang out with somebody or go to a state or a country who have their beliefs. Why come over here? It doesn't make sense. Some people said I shouldn't mention gayness because it will hinder my chances to be in the industry. I don't think it's a situation. There's a lot of gay people in the music industry. I am not, you know, I'm not a stereotype. I don't come on to people. I don't, you know, wear women clothes. I don't. Those are stereotypes and ignorant. And those are false, you know, falsehoods that only ignorant people believe. You know, you have to think with your head about where you, you know, that's how I think about what you're doing. That's my opinion. When I came to California, I wasn't as aware as I'm now about who I was or where I was. So I go to a state where I can blossom, and I knew I was blue. You know, if you're a hate monger and targeting me and you're in blue California, something's wrong. Some people didn't like me trying to be in the industry. They thought they don't see Hollywood. They see, or Los Angeles or United States, they see only the city where I live. And they thought because I worked at the center nearby, their whole life revolved around that. That's not fine. For them, not fine for me. You have to move on. I'm not a therapist. I'm not their friend. I didn't talk to them for years. I'm not their friend. I'm not a supervisor. So if you're angry because I don't want to be a supervisor, then you need to stay away. You got a mental problem. Go see a psychiatrist, just like the hate mongers, because the hate mongers got a problem too, dealing with the reality of living in the 21st century. And I'm telling you, it's going to catch up to them. They don't want to be charged with a hate crime and be the most hated person on the planet. But you cannot be a racist anymore or homophobic. Homophobia, you cannot be a homophobic in society anymore. And they keep acting like they live in 1940. Then there's the other reason why they target me. They don't like me doing entertainment or schooling. They say, oh, I need to work here. Why ain't I working? Why this or that? That is a sign of an illness. You don't tell me, an adult male, what to do or anybody where they work or not. It's none of your goddamn business, first of all, and something is wrong with you mentally. You can't be no well person doing that. Of course, I do doing a lot of things, art, entertainment, and I'm doing whatever. I don't want my, you know, I don't want to tell everybody my business, but one thing, I just don't understand this sickness. So they don't want to see me in the industry. They say I didn't earn it. Well, I spent several decades. So they hate me for trying to be in the industry or whatever I'm doing. Something is wrong with them. If I don't talk to them and if I don't know them, they got a mental problem, severe problem, psychosis. They should be locked up in some hospital or prison or something wrong with them already. And then they're going to tell me what to do in my life, and they don't even know me. Something is seriously wrong. Then one of them said, because of the way I'm coming out about all this, they, you know, because of their ignorance, they got some low IQs or all the social reality. They think I should be in the hospital. I'm like, because I'm an entertainer or because I came out gay or because that doesn't make sense. So I was like, gosh, in the 21st century, 2023, okay, Los Angeles, you know, the United States, where have they been? It's mainstream. I mean, where have you been? So I don't want these people targeting me, or because I don't want to be a therapist. I mean, it gets crazy. a leader. As I told you before, leadership comes from within. You cannot make me be no, I was never a therapist. And I, there's lots of, you know, I can't get into their psychosis or their criminal intentions or their hatred toward me. They hate me because of the way I look or because I'm talking about it. I mean, I did nothing to them. But I also think that, you know, they want to, you know, being a criminal, they want to steal my song. They don't like me. They, you know, maybe, you know, they I heard them say they look at my home because they want to watch me play piano before they can steal my song. First of all, that's illegal. You can't do that. I bring this up because these people got mental problems, and these people are hateful, hate mongers. Something is wrong with them mentally. They can't accept the reality of the present. As, you know, I don't know why I attract these people like this. Because they're going to go to jail or something. Something's wrong with them. I don't know why they come my way. It's all, I don't know. I have a gift to write, or I have ambitions. You should not try to destroy me. And no, you should not try to steal my song or do whatever. That's evil and that's sick. And I'm going to say about the hospital thing, I'm very well. I'm very high functioning. So don't bring up this ignorance. This is not 1930. Go back to where you grew up. For the people who are bigoted, which they are, I don't know why they say they're conservative. They should know that most people in this area are voting a Democrat liberal every single year. For 40, 50 years, it has been like this. It is one of the most liberal cities in the country, just like Los Angeles, like New York, Chicago. It's not going to change. When people vote in Hollywood, whether they vote the same way in where I live, or... So why are they... Something wrong here. I wanted to let them know that they have all these laws. Are they aware of reality? Common sense. So don't bring your hatred or your animosity or envy on me if I did nothing to you. Or say I'm going to tell people in the street I didn't struggle enough. I didn't earn it. That's all sociopathy bullshit. All those fucking decades I spent struggling in music. I wrote nearly 400 songs that are registered with BMI. I spent years. I did earn it. And they talk about earning a living. What are you talking about? Yeah. They won't hire me. I'm still working. I'm still doing what I need to do. But that's no excuse to stop me from being in the industry. And that's not, frankly, that's not true what you just said. And then, I mean, you got a mental problem. You have an amendment to the Constitution. You can't tell people where to work or where not to or whatever. I don't want no ignorant person around me. Why is these ignorant people coming around me thinking it's 1950 or 1900? You know, I don't want them around me. Why are they trying to destroy me? You're racist. You're living like it's 1940, okay? Don't come over here. If you don't, see, they categorize what a black person's supposed to be, what a white person's supposed to be, how their world's supposed to be. It's not that way. The truth is diversity in this country. Don't bring your ignorance over here. Go hang out with other people who are close-minded like you. That's the solution. Go to an area or country who thinks like you. I'm not that person. Let me tell you, if you're going by what I do for work or not as a criteria for health or something, then you are seriously disturbed. And these are multifaceted. And then I'm talking about And then there's the other type of you know, these other people say, oh, I need to hang out on my own people. Love does not see color. I like people colorblind. I like people of all types. I have, you know, you marry and hang out with whoever you want. Love does not see color. We're all equal. I said this several times, publicly, several times. It is the truth. Any type of bigotry or is wrong. I don't know what you're saying. If you want to be with an interracial marriage, is legal, and it should be legal. Interracial marriage is good. But for people who want to marry somebody of the same race, that's good too. Don't categorize people by race, gender, or by personality. We have to think outside the box, really, because it's diversity in this country, in this world. Not everybody's the same. We have different karmas, different religions, different personalities. We are the same physically, but we have different karmas, different realities in terms of, you know, we have different realities. Economy, our background, so on. I had a lot of hardships. Somebody else probably didn't. Some people are rich. Some people are poor. The truth is, some people, and the way life has been set up is not fair. Some people got the chance to get to their dreams. Other people did not. Some people had misfortunes. Other people were fortunate. So we can't categorize everybody to be the same. But as far as basic common sense about color or religion, you believe who, or you marry whoever you want. But don't target your bigotry or your ignorance on me. Your hatred. What are you going to say? Lie? Say I'm lying about that I was on homeless? Well, you look me up. Well, first of all, something wrong with you. You shouldn't. I have been homeless those 3-4 years over the place of California and New York. I went to New York City to try to make it in music. Yeah, I was rejected by a company in New York City. My CDs, they rejected me. In those days, they did take some unsolicited tapes. Unfortunately, they don't do that no more. But I struggled. I'm doing the best I can. Don't get in my way if I want to be in the industry or follow me around. I have these individuals, they follow me around saying that they don't want me to succeed. My stance is that common sense. I respect people of all beliefs and political affiliations. Because I know somebody who may not think like me politically, but don't like my music. So I respect that. So I respect people. There are good people of all types, political affiliations. But the thing is, don't try to make me to be something that I can't or hinder my potential to be in the industry. Don't tell me where to work. Don't tell me what to do. That's crazy. But that's what I'm dealing with. Where I work or where I know who I do. That's disturbed. Something wrong with this person, this woman and man coming over here telling me what to do. Think I should be doing this. This is a free country. These people are seriously disturbed. I stay away from them. I have to be safe. First of all, they disturb because I don't even know them. And they disturb because they talk about my home inside. They said they look in. That's crazy. I stay away from disturbed people, ignorant people. 21st century. I can't help who I am, so don't discriminate me because of who I am or what I look like. I can't help it, and it's not right. I was discriminated a lot for jobs in Hollywood. I didn't, you know, I can't help it. But the other thing is that that's why I'm glad they got these loans. I'm very open. I'm doing the best I can, whatever I do. I have dreams, but don't destroy me because I have dreams, or don't destroy me because I'm trying to be an industry, or don't destroy me because I'm being a celebrity or being, you know, I have a little celebrity, I guess. That's no reason to be nosy or get in my business. I'm not really a celebrity. You want to know who a celebrity is? They should be left alone, too, because it's hard to be a celebrity. It's really hard, you know. But people like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, or in music, or Julie Roberts, or Elton John, or somebody in the movies. Movies, today is Oscar Day. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis, or Clooney, or Brad Pitt. Those people are I would consider celebrities because they're known everywhere. But they should be left alone too. But that's a bigger scale. I'm not in that scale. Not even close. I don't even consider myself a celebrity. I didn't get a hit record. But my goal is, if I get the hit record, then I become a celebrity. That's my goal. Don't get in my way about that. And no, I'm not the stereotype. Okay, just because you hear about my sexuality or whatever, no, I'm not going to come on to them. I'm not. Don't. Stop. Look at me for who I am. I request that, you know, these people, you know, stay away. Don't destroy me for no reason, because animosity, because of ignorance, because you don't like my songs, or you lying that I didn't write my songs, or that's all hatred. That's sociopathy. Nothing wrong. Or you don't like me doing this, you don't like me doing that. Look in the mirror and just leave me alone, okay? Because I have to go for my dreams. Don't lie about me. That's what I request with these people. I'm going to talk about wokeness. You know, I heard this politically, wokeness. They thought, like, it's a bad word. It's a good thing. We have to be concerned about social justice and discrimination. I suffered a lot of social justice and discrimination. I didn't get an apartment in Hollywood because of discrimination. They just heard me talk on the phone, and I went over there to get an apartment, and he didn't want me to live there because of my color, and it was wrong. So I was forced to go and live somewhere else, temporarily. I was prevented from getting jobs because of the way I look. I was prevented in Hollywood. They judged me because, you know, my look. You know, I've written a song because of Unique, because of it, my size. But usually now, they're very open. So it is a problem. Sizism, all that stuff. I mean, gosh, give me a chance, you know? Wokeness should be addressed. I'm going to say this. The ignorant, dangerous people who are big as all them, they think because if I come out as gay, they think I wear a dress. Or they think I'm into transgender. That's ignorant. I'm none of that. Of course, people who do that, fine with me. I don't discriminate against anybody. I'm not into transgender stuff. I don't wear women clothes just because I'm gay. I don't wear new clothes. If they think like that, they're ignorant. They're ignorant. I'm single. I've been single a long time. So I wanted to say is the ignorance. It's the reason why wokeness is good. So I don't know why on the right side they're talking about it, because it is still a problem. And we all have to be equal. I respect people of all political affiliations. I did meet people, I think, who were not liberal, who respected me. So that's fine. Fine with them. I have no problem. I know that somebody likes my music and may not be liberal. So that's fine. As long as they respect me. But this is the beauty of living in America. America is a place with dreams, but a place you can be whoever you want. 2023, of course, it would be a different thing. It was 1993 or 1980 or 1970. You know, it was more like it was not as open with some of the stuff that's happening right now. So I'm in 2023 or 2030. I don't know, 2040. Some people are not. I'm telling you, people still living in 1950, 1940. We've got to change it. Stay in touch with reality, with people around, because especially in California, especially near Los Angeles, there's a lot of diversity. And look at people for who they are. We have different realities, and we have, you know, different personalities. But that's how I say that. But this is the people who like me or whatever, you know, got some problem with their own reality. They need to stay away. I don't need to deal with that. I want to be healthy. I want to be who I am. So I'm going to be out if possible and be free. Life is too short. I only have one life to live. Scientifically, I only have one life to live. So that's what I really know. That's what we all know. So you got to be whoever you want to be, and I can't be hindered. I can't. You know, it's like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm going to pretend to be somebody else that I can't be, or, you know, I can't do that. Oh, okay, because society is, no, I can't. But because at the same time, the discrimination continues. People are still losing their jobs or not being hired because of racism or because of homophobia or because of the Jewish or because of, you know, whatever. Anti-Semitism is wrong. Racism is wrong. Homophobia is wrong. Sexism is wrong. People are discriminated because they're poor. That's wrong, too. I mean, it's happening a lot. Social justice discrimination is still a problem. I experienced it too much that affected my psyche because I was really traumatized by being judged by either my color of my skin or because of the way I look or act. Yeah, I mean, the way I act, that's another thing that came into play because I have this unique style. I guess I wasn't as aware of it when I was younger. I was like, I have my own unique style, how the way I talk and whatever, and not acting what the quote-unquote black man supposed to act like or quote-unquote artist supposed to act like, maybe my dress or whatever. It got people thinking, oh, I'm mentally ill because the way my clothes look, and they're ignorant. It wasn't because of my health. It was because of my, you know, they need to stop. And these sociopaths, they target me because of that. They're so ignorant. Not just because of the main categories. They're ignorant because of personality and belief of being just plain. They ain't looking at, they look at my personality and they don't understand basic common sense of dealing with people who act or think differently from them. And it's always going to be people who act differently from me and you, and that's always going to be the case. They look at me and they're like, oh, something wrong with me. Oh, look at what, where? Oh, look at, stop it. You know, and I'm going to continue to go for my dream. To everybody out there, you go for your dream and don't let no sociopath or no dream killer take it away from you. I marry whoever I want, white, black, or brown. We're all equal. So white racism is wrong, black racism is wrong. So when someone says, stay with your own kind, that's ignorant, racist, and wrong. I don't hang out with people like that. Love does not see the categories. It sees acceptance. So But it's still a problem because people are still being discriminated. I'm being discriminated. I'm being targeted because of ignorance, because of discrimination, ignorance. But wokeness is good. It's a good thing. You have to continue the wokeness. Wokeness, it shouldn't even be a, I don't know why they can call it wokeness. I mean, but it's a good thing. When I say it, you have to be aware of social injustice and discrimination because it still happens. Look what they're doing. Going to those synagogues and attacking synagogues or attacking people of color or attacking, you know, it's still wrong. But they also attacked me because I was unique. My personality, the way I talk. I don't need to deal with that. But I have people, these social, when I say social, they want to destroy me for being ambitious and stuff. And that's why I bring up all these general things for no reason. So I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. Go for my dreams. Be myself. I only have one life to live. I'm sorry if I push people away because of my sexuality or something, but I can't help it. That's who I was born, and I'm not going. I ain't did nothing wrong. And no, you know, don't believe those stereotypes. I'm just who I am. I'm a regular type of guy. I'm not a criminal. So look at me for who I am, not no stereotype. That's why I bring up wokeness, and that's why these sociopaths want to destroy me because of their ignorance and their prejudice and their envious because I didn't want to be who they want me to be, and that's wrong. I had to be who I am. Life is too short, one life to live. That is all I can say. I should not be targeted. I got to live life to the fullest. I'm a good person, a law-abiding person. I respect people's boundaries. They respect me. Unfortunately, I dealt with people who don't understand that. I don't need to deal with that on a daily basis with someone questioning me by a crazy person, the insides of my home, where I work. I mean, that's what I do. Those people are sick, dangerous, and they did it. Follow me around. They don't want me to be in industry. They said I ain't. Oh, all that crazy shit. I had to move on and go for my dream. Be careful. And I can't let them destroy me. And don't let no dream killer or sociopath destroy you. And wokeness is good. Good day, good night, from Duff Night.